Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, The Door Devil. Homeowners spend hundreds on alarm systems each year, but rarely reinforce the weakest point on the home, the doors. Bad guys know this, and that's why kick-ins are so common. Simply adding Door Devils virtually eliminates the home security gap. Sleep better tonight. Reinforce your doors. Visit DoorDevil.com and enter Best Ever to get an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Michael Becker. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Joe.
Hi there. I am so excited to talk to Michael, and Best Ever listeners, I know you're going to get a lot out of this conversation as well, because Michael has a tremendous amount of experience in real estate investing. And more specifically, what excites me about this conversation is just his path of progress and how quickly that's transpired over the course of the last 12 months. He has started investing in multifamily properties. He is the managing member of four LLCs that control 800 units in Dallas-Fort Worth. And like I mentioned, he's been doing that specific tactic for about a year. He has 218 units under contract right now, and Thursday of this week, he's closing on another 160. So would love to hear more about that, and we will. A little bit more about his background is he's been a mortgage banker for 15 years, so he's been in the industry for a while, but deal syndication is something that he's new to and has started off with a bang. So with that being said, Michael, can you tell us a little bit more about your background?
Sure. Yeah, like you mentioned, I've been a banker for about 15 years and kind of been around the real estate investing world as a vendor, you know, providing debt for all my clients. And several years ago, I was filing my tax returns and I realized I couldn't even itemize. I'm just a W-2 stiff. So kind of sitting back and looking at all my clients for all these years get rich and pay, you know, zero or next to zero in taxes on it kind of kicked me in the butt and got me motivated to go out and ended up starting in the single family world. And I did over 15 houses and subsequently sold all but one of them now. And, back year and a half ago, realized that market was kind of drying up. So my opportunity kind of was more coming in line and saw that there was a pretty good opportunity in the multifamily space and, you know, used my background and all my connections to, you know, being in the industry. Started, you know, doing deal syndications. And like you said, I've done four of them and, you know, got two that are imminent now. So you'd be almost 1,200 units, you know, here really, really soon.
That's incredible. I mean, to be able to go from single family homes to deal syndication and then just at a lightning quick speed go from zero to what looks to be 1,200 in a couple months. Everybody must be wondering, how did you do that so quickly? What's the secret to making that happen?
Yeah, I mean, being in the industry, I was doing a few loans for a group out of Southern California, and me being located in Dallas, there's quite a few people from Southern California that own apartment complexes in the DFW area, and they had identified that they had a need. They needed someone locally in the market to kind of be their boots on the ground. And act as an asset manager role, and when I identified that opportunity, I went out and asked for it and seized it, and that's kind of how I got started. So they would put up the majority of the money, and I would put in a little bit and kind of run the deal for them, and like I said, be the boots on the ground, or what I kind of describe as taking ownership off the money. So I kind of take over the ownership function while they just kind of sit there and just be a little bit more passive in the deal. So that's kind of how I saw the opportunity, and they had quite a bit of capital, and we were able to expand pretty quick.
How are you able to find the deals, and then what type of deals do you look for?
Yeah, so I find the deals. Today we pretty much exclusively try to locate off-market deals, stuff that hasn't been fully exposed, as you're pretty familiar being from the DFW area. It's a pretty competitive environment right now, so when these deals get on the market, they get a lot of exposure and bid up and a lot of interest, and the pricing kind of gets away from you a little bit. So we really focus on the network, and just really constantly calling, constantly meeting, just hounding all my networks and my network of resources and everybody I know, just trying to find and locate these deals. So it just takes a lot of effort and a lot of kind of groundwork. The type of property we identify, we look for Class B, Class C multifamily that has some little bit of upside. So we specifically target properties that are pretty well occupied. By being pretty well occupied, we can secure them with Fannie Mae loans, which is a non-recourse loan, which is great. Don't have to sign personal guarantees. But we look for properties that have a physical issue or management issue, or likely both. We come in pretty well capitalized, cure all the physical issues, update the units, put in new flooring and appliances, and generally just make the place a better place to live. And then we target properties that are 10 to 15% on our market rents. Once we make it a good place to live, we'll come in and try to push the revenue up, and we also try to look for ways we can do some cost containment on some of the expenses.
Why would a seller want to do a deal off market versus taking it to the market and getting the highest price possible, since, as you mentioned, the round of investors are naturally going to bid up the price of the property?
Yeah, the deal we have under contract, and we're going to close on Thursday, is a perfect example. This gentleman's owned it since 1987, and he's an owner operator, and his manager has been on site for 20 plus years. And when you go and market a multifamily property, it's a pretty invasive thing for the staff. I mean, they're going to be subjected to 20, 30 tours, and they got to, drag investors around asking them God knows what kind of questions 20, 30 times, and they get the offers. And then you got to go through, once you get on a contract, you got to go through, your physical inspections where you walk every unit and you send vendors out to check out the roof and the sewer and, all the physical components to the building. So it's a pretty involved process that, a lot of these people who've owned them for a long time, they just don't want to go through that extensive marketing period and, be that hard on their staff. And it's, in particular for owner operators, a little bit more painful than someone who hires a third-party management company.
And with the financing part, you said you typically do what type of financing?
So Fannie Mae not only is the largest lender on single-family homes, they're the dominant player in the apartment market as well. So we typically secure these with Fannie Mae loans, which are, 10-year loans on 30-year amortizations, and they'll leverage up to 80% of cost, and they're non-recourse. So we don't have, if everything goes bad and we get a really bad down cycle, and the rents soften or occupancy dips, we can't service the debt, then you can give the keys back to Fannie Mae, and they can't sue you for a deficiency or come try to collect the balance from you. It's a non-recourse loan.
That's good to know and scary to think about, even with non-recourse, giving the keys back.
Oh yeah, but it's a good thing to when you get into the business and you have a little bit of experience, that you you know, the property could stand on its own, and Fannie Mae will, you know, give you a loan. They underwrite it really, really thoroughly, so they feel, you know, pretty confident in the deal stands on its own, so they don't need someone, you know, to stand behind it personally. And you got multiple things that we can, you know, go into if you wanted to about what it takes to qualify. But, you know, high level, the property's just got to be, you know, pretty well occupied and in pretty decent physical shape. And, you know, you got to have experienced principals behind it, and they're willing to do non-recourse debt, but, you know, if the property qualifies.
So based on your experience, what is the best real estate investing advice ever?
Two things I think are good advice. I think, you know, first, if you're starting out, you need to get educated. You know, you need to, it's not something that, you know, most people are born knowing. I mean, this is stuff that is developed and learned over time. There's definitely a proper way and a system to do all this stuff. So invest in your education first. And second, you know, you need to get networked. You need to be around like-minded people that are wanting to do the same thing, or potentially give you some capital to help you, you know, buy a property as a group. And, you know, you can't get networked sitting in your house by yourself. You need to get out and get, you know, get around like-minded people and, you know, get in the industry and make sure everyone knows that you're looking to buy, you know, either, you know, in my case, apartment complex, or buy single family houses, or buy, you know, office buildings, whatever it is. You need to get networked because, you know, Dallas is a good example. We have over 6 million people in the metropolitan area, and doing the little Class C, Class B multifamily, it's just a handful of brokers that control 80% of the market. So if you can get in and get well known with those people, you have a pretty good, you know, you definitely increase your chances of success by getting networked with the right people.
With the get educated point, local RIAs, having a consultant, speaking with people who are successfully doing what you want to do, books, seminars, from a get network standpoint, how would you recommend somebody approach that?
Yeah, the education, I mean, I was in the industry, so that kind of shortcutted me. But for most people, I think a good starting point is trying to get into local RIA clubs that are focused on the asset class that you're trying to get into, you know, so multifamily, single family, you know, whatever it be. Just get networked in there, and that's a good way to start, or get educated there. And then that's also a good place to get networked because you'll be around a lot of like-minded people. And then really it's just trying to find these listings and you know, going and you know, getting the offering memorandums from the brokers and going on tours and, you know, basically just telling everyone around you what you're doing and what you're interested in. That's a good way to start networking, because if they don't understand what you want and what you're looking for and, you know, who you are, you're never gonna be exposed to the right deal.
And on that get network point, you happen to be the reason why this podcast exists.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. When we met this summer and you were telling me about all the deals that you were doing and, you know, the people you're meeting with and the people I should speak to and the podcast that you were launching, I was like, oh my gosh, he's doing so much stuff. I am not maximizing my ability. And as a result, I end up launching the podcast in late July, actually. And, you know, it's been tremendously rewarding and a great experience. And I've got to meet a lot of people as a result of it. And it's all primarily because of the example that you set with how actively involved you are towards your goals. And I think that's incredibly inspirational.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, not that many hours in the day, and I try to do everything I can to maximize it all. And, you know, I want to achieve a lot in this life. So, you know, I'm constantly, you know, pushing myself and pushing my limits and, you know, stretching to try to, you know, do more. So I appreciate your kind words there.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's go.
Best ever book you've read.
I like the two Ken McElroy books, The ABCs of Real Estate Investing and The Advanced Real Estate Investing, I believe is what it's called. Those are two pretty good fundamental books. I actually read them after I started doing deals, and it was heartening to me to realize that, you know, a successful guy like him who, you know, owns almost 10,000 units, and the way he operates and the way I operate are pretty similar. So I think those are pretty good foundational books if someone wants to get into commercial real estate investing, and specifically multifamily.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it.
The best growth experience was, you know, I was as a vendor, you know, being a banker, I was around a lot of deal syndicators and been participating in deals, you know, by loaning money. But the first, you know, first one I did on my own was a pretty good learning experience, you know, and just learning, you know, how to deal with some tough questions and everyone's personality and everyone's pressure points and just trying to, you know, overcome, you know, obstacles along the way. I think that was a pretty good growth experience for me.
Best ever success habit you practice.
I'm a big believer of setting out goals and then setting, you know, and constantly looking back to make sure that I'm, you know, doing the proper activities to go achieve the goals. You know, I always try to keep my eye on the prize and keep pushing myself to achieve the big milestones in my life that I'm, you know, set for myself.
I'm excited to hear your response on this one. Best ever deal you've done.
I think the best ever deal I've done is going to be the last one I did. The time you were in town, we just closed it. You know, it's a 260-unit apartment complex in a suburb of Dallas called Irving. It's a you know, 1968 construction property, and it had, you know, pretty decent amount of deferred maintenance. And had, you know, we think it was around 20% on our market rents, and we just kind of came in, and you know, over the first 4 or 5 months now that we've owned it, we're just exceeding all our pro forma and all our projections. So I'm pretty excited about it.
What value add opportunities did you identify with this property?
So that property, I mean, it had several things. You know, like I mentioned, it had some pretty good deferred maintenance. For example, the first rainstorm after we bought it, you know, it was 260 units, and we had a well over 20 reported active roof leaks. So, you know, the previous owner just had neglected it. So, you know, we obviously had to do the roof, and we've done quite a bit of exterior carpentry work. We did a full paint job. We rebranded the property, so we changed the name. We put a really cool backlit sign so it glows at night, you know, when you drive by it. We put on murals on the property. So we hired a muralist to come paint a scene on the property, which sounds kind of silly, but when you're driving, it's on a pretty trafficked street. So you're driving by, you know, it definitely stands out. And then we're doing things like, you know, simple things like adding barbecue grills, the picnic tables, and a playground where there wasn't a playground before. So things like that when, you know, we're coming in and, you know, raising everyone's rent and you know, and asking them to pay for some of the utilities that you know, they're seeing some value. You know, on the expense side, one of the things that we did is we implemented a water conservation program, which was it's pretty simple. You just go, you know, unit by unit. We hired a company, and they'll go in and, you know, identify any leaks of the faucets or anything like that, and you know, fix the leaks. They'll put like low flow shower heads and, you know, new guts into the toilets and put like restrictors where it you know, restricts the amount of water per flush, and you know, all those things kind of add up to the bottom line. And we think we're going to take, you know, north of 30% out of our water bill, which is huge to the property's, you know, performance and valuation.
And I've heard of a RUB system. Can you explain what that stands for?
Yeah, so that property we're implementing utility bill backs, or what's commonly referred to as RUBS, which stands for Ratio Utility Billing System. So basically, what it does is it takes you know, the water bill, and they allocate it based off the unit type, so the number of bedrooms or bathrooms in the unit, and then the number of occupants in the unit, and you have a formula where they, you know, take the water bill and then allocate a portion of that back to each resident. So what it does for a property owner is two things. One, it, you know, allows you to, you know, get an additional income stream versus just, you know, raising rent. You can, you know, bill back utilities. And then two, it has a behavioral effect on the residents where they, you know, watch their consumption a little bit more and, you know, report things like active water leaks versus, you know, just letting the leak go, you know, for months and months and months because, you know, they don't have to participate in the water bill. They're much more likely to, you know, report that so you can fix it and, you know, minimize the damage to your water bill.
Best ever quote.
What gets rewarded gets repeated.
And Michael, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Two ways. You can email me. It's M Becker, MBECKER at SPI Advisory. That's M Becker of SPI Advisory. Or you can call me at 214-675-2793.
Well, you are rocking and rolling, and I love speaking with people like you who are just on fire doing what they are very good at and have a system in place and sticking to it and just maximizing the potential that you have, and then also bringing others along for the ride, and everybody's benefiting from people in your company to investors to the residents who are living at these apartment communities, because they're getting better quality service and even murals and artwork in the property. So it's great to hear.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to mention?
Really the thing that gets a lot of people is kind of the fear of it. You just need to get out there and get started. I mean, you're never going to know everything you need to know. So once you get over that fact, you just need to start with an education, get a base knowledge, start getting networked, and just start doing deals. Real estate investing is a pretty neat thing. If you've done correctly, you can create a massive amount of wealth and do it paying next to nothing in tax. So it's I can't think of two other things that are more exciting than that personally. So,
That's awesome. Well, thanks a lot, Michael, and we'll talk to you soon.
all right, see you, Joe.
Bye.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.